It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
It's time for quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by GoPSURV.com. I'm Jim Galante, along with Andrew P. Shea, our cohorts, Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker. They're down in Dallas covering the NFL draft. So you're left with us, the A-team, right?
You're playing my role, and I'm playing the role of Ross and Bob, and they're both in Dallas at the NFL draft. Who's winning and who's losing in that scenario, Jimmy? But we're doing the best we can. We got plenty to talk about, and I think we did good in quarter number one. I think we're going to have a strong – we're going to be strong today.
That's it. We are. But I want to talk to you a minute about GoPSURV.com. They're the good folks that are sponsoring Andy's tape this week. And really nice, Andy. I got to go out and see them in action this past weekend. What a cool place. I stopped in after the game on Saturday. Folks were eating, having a good time around the fire pit. They've got the big screen TV going. Looked like a really cool time. And here's, and now you're a hockey guy, so you could tell me what this probably looked like. I wasn't there for this. Friday night before the game, on their big screen, 140-inch screen projection TV, they had the Flyers and Pens hockey game on. Now, with folks from both sides of the state there, what did that look like?
Well, as a Flyers fan, I'd rather not talk about myself it. With a no comment. But the fact that, you know, whether it's a Friday, whether you get up there on Friday night and there's a Friday night game or the, whatever, you know, sport is going on, they've got that for you up there. And then especially Saturday, either before the Penn State game or after the Penn State game, with the shuttles running from their RV lot, you know, that they have to the stadium, you can watch football on a 140-inch screen and you don't have to worry about that element of your tailgate. You know, if you want to go up for a single game and experience RV and, you know, you got a little coin to do it, then you are missing it if you don't do this, because it's so convenient. Go in on Friday, out on Sunday, no traffic, place to sleep, and you just eat, tailgate, and football all weekend, which is what Penn State fans do anyway.
That is exactly it. So Mark has a very nice setup over there. Remember, go to GoPSURV.com. Check it out. If you want to go for a single game, what a great experience. Okay, Andy, it's time to do Andy's tape, where we only get one game in the spring. We got to keep talking about it. Blue-white game, you and I have been talking off the air about it. I know you have a lot of thoughts about it. I'm just going to throw names at you and areas of interest to me, and you tell me what you think. Let's start where we always start. Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
What'd you see?
So, I think Micah's going to have to play for Penn State this year. There's no doubt in my former military mind that in some way, shape, or form, in some kind of package, whether it's strongly situational or consistently, you know, play after play after play, he's gonna need to be on the field, and that's a need. And then eventually, I think as the season moves on, they're gonna want Micah Parsons on the field. I thought he did well in a first, you know, showing. He led them with 8 tackles. He made some splash plays. They moved him around. There were different combos. You know, for the most part, with the question marks around the linebackers, we knew Koa Farmer's not going to play, participate in the spring game because he doesn't need to. But I was very disappointed why Cam Brown didn't play more, because he's not a guy that I don't think needed to be out there repping. My guess is an injury. Because there's no reason. He's not good enough or hasn't played enough not
and
to
hasn't
be out there.
Shown enough.
Right. I mean, Micah Parsons played every play. Ellis Brooks, Jan Johnson, rotating. Jesse Luketa was on the white team playing. They played their linebackers, and I thought the young guns across the board showed well for themselves. There's a little step short that Ellis Brooks is that is just inherently Ellis. That's just a little shortcoming that he doesn't have that, say, a Micah Parsons does have. But I like the mix and match. I think it's still going to be a learning curve for Micah. I saw him only get caught twice in bad situations, but I also saw him from the left inside linebacker run down and make the tackle on a screen pass on the opposite sideline, that it's that east west and space thing that really jumps out to you with him. And then what he did on the loop blitz to sack the quarterback was just frightening if you're an opposition, because he's too fast and you can't catch him. So I think he's going to have to play, and I don't think he disappointed in any way, shape, or form.
Well, and that's what you've been saying all along, I think what everyone's been saying. You're going to see some special plays, true freshman. We're probably going to see a couple mistakes too. You mentioned one other, Jesse Lucada.
Yeah, good first showing for Jesse Lucada. More in the Jason Kabinda-style middle linebacker. I'm not sure how Penn State's going to run their linebacker set this year with the outstanding and even post-blue-white more impressive talent that they have in the secondary and the depth that they have. A 4-2-5 seems kind of likely, especially with the linebacker crew. Like, okay, so they don't have a middle linebacker to replace Jason Kabinda, right? We know that. They're shopping. Cam Brown's done it. Micah Parsons done it. Now they're looking at Ellis Brooks. They're looking at Jan Johnson. But there really isn't a next up scenario. But they have the pieces in the depth at linebacker, in the depth at secondary, to run a little bit more 4-2-5. So in terms of a defensive setup, so why not do it? Mm-hmm. Why not do it a little bit more? And you might see it a little bit more. And I think Brett probably played a little bit more of it in the blue-white practice scrimmage, which is just, you know, the final practice of the season, and it's more of a scrimmage. But he did it because you have to look at it, because that's what you have. Penn State's known as having three linebackers, but that's not what your personnel tells you to do in 2018, right? It doesn't say that that's a strength, or that you have guys, you have a two deep at middle linebacker. So you have to be able to adapt and use your personnel, and I think Brent Pry was really, really using the spring game to look at that hard.
Okay, you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, our Andy's Tape segment. It's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you're looking to spend a weekend at Penn State with an RV, you've been locked out of the other lot, go to GoPSURV.com. You could get it for single game, full season, whatever you want. Check it out. Andy, I want to go to the other side, to the offensive side. And one of the big things I noticed, and not a lot of people are talking about, although our good buddy Andrew Callahan did a nice article on it, we saw some two running back formations and tight end in at that time.
I think that was like they were on the linebacker. That's a little window shopping for Ricky Ronnie. They're short at tight end, okay? Let's just say it what it is. Look, you don't replace Mike Gesicki, but you have to find somebody to be in there. They don't really have that buddy. I mean, Danny Dalton was the number one tight end. There's some injuries, obviously. Nick Bowers, John Holland didn't participate much during this spring. You hardly saw them. They weren't out there for the last spring, you know, for the spring game. So tight end is a huge concern, but again, how do you cover up for your shortcomings? You take what you got and you use it to your advantage. Now, there's a couple other things that in play here. One is, I like Mark Allen in his role as a number two running back. I don't think Miles Sanders and Mark Allen standing next to Trace McSorley hurt you, because it also gives you an option for still using the running back in the pass game and somebody blocking for you in the pass game. In other words, you got Trace covered. They have wide receivers to burn. You can, you know, mix and match. And any of those two roles I just talked about, second running back or possibly lining up as a tight end H-back, could be the Lion.
That the placeholder for Tommy Stevens in the line position?
I think they're going to try about 9 different things with Tommy Stevens in fall camp. They're going to do a lot with that young man beyond just being the number two quarterback, especially if they have shortcomings, because he's so athletic and so versatile. He's a lethal weapon in the red zone, but they might have to use him more in the regular offense. I'm not talking play after play, but in certain situations, he might be a red zone target and a situational help.
Well, if you folks haven't seen, this is a little plug for our buddy Andrew Callahan. Had a great article out this week, and he showed video of same plays running blue-white game with the two running backs versus having Mike Gesicki in there. Real fascinating. Andrew Callahan always does a fantastic job. All right, here's another one. Has Michael Mennett finally showed that he's turned the corner, become one of the five best offensive linemen?
Yeah, I think Penn State identified its five best for you coming out of spring when they put their blue offensive line out there, which was Bates at left tackle, Ryan Bates at left tackle, Steven Gonzalez at left guard, Michael Mennett at right guard, and Chaz Wright at
right tackle. Yeah.
And, you know, and Connor McGovern was your center. But the interesting thing was Will Fries was your sixth guy, but I found it interesting that they mixed and matched the tackles too. Chaz Wright didn't move over to the left, but Bates played. There was a scenario where Fries was on the left and Bates was on the right. Interesting.
Yes.
But the interior three never moved or rotated. Not a lick. So that tells you that Michael Mennett making it through the spring, you know, being healthy, getting regular reps. One of the things that I always said about him was he doesn't have enough seat time. He's been a little injured and nicked up, and there's a difference between being hurt and injured, but for whatever reason it was, he didn't get enough seat time, and he needed to redshirt. That became clear. He needed to redshirt, and then he couldn't get enough seat time because he couldn't get enough time in the seat because of being injured or hurt. So he got the seat time. Now I think you see it. Yes, he is one of the top five. I think it was the most important spring for him more than any other player on Penn State's roster. And I think the five-star ballyhooed recruiting, you're going to start to see him live up to it. And good for him, because it's been a process and a little bit of a longer journey than you would have expected out of a five-star, but now he's earned it.
But remember, he's still just a redshirt sophomore.
Correct. So time is not a time is an ally still of him as a Penn State football player. And look, this is just his first take. That's it. It's his first look.
And real quickly, Hippenhammer had a nice game, and although he fumbled, I liked the quickness that we saw from Hamler.
Penn State, even before Justin Shorter walks on campus, is six, maybe seven deep at the wide receiver, however you put them together. They are loaded at the wide receiver position, and it was ridiculous what they did. They're going to be very good at that position. Trace ain't going to have a lack of options.
All right. That concludes quarter number two of our show. Stay tuned for Ask Andy in quarter three, brought to you by 409 Tailgate Club.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.